Bonjour et bienvenue.
Hello and welcome to the interview on France 24. On July 7, 2021, Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was murdered by a group of Colombian mercenaries in his private home in Port-au-Prince. His wife, Martine Moïse, was also attacked and left for dead. But she survived and is with us today from Haiti. Thank you very much for being with us, Martine Moïse.
Thank you, Mr. Perelman, and hello to the spectators of France 24.
A simple question, Martine Moïse. Here we are, 2 years down the road. How are you feeling?
Well, I am all right, if you may say so. But after such a shock, you can never say that you are well. I'm taking care of myself day after day, and I do have the support of a whole team, so I'm not alone.
Do you feel safe today in Haiti? Are you still receiving threats?
I cannot say that I receive threats because I'm taking precautions. I never meet people publicly. Everything I do is via Zoom. Whether I meet people or I give interviews, I do it remote. So I'm taking precautions.
Obviously, there is one question that I am sure you have been wondering since that fateful night. Who killed your husband? Soon after, you said it was oligarchs, the powers to be. Do you have a more precise idea now, today, of who your husband's murderers are?
Since July 2021, Prosecutor Bedford and the DCPJ, the Central Directorate for Judicial Police, started an investigation. And following that, there are Colombian soldiers who were arrested and there are political people who are now in prison. There are 6 warrants that have been issued against oligarchs and political figures. So I think that 2 years afterwards, we do have an idea of where it comes from. But, you know, following the investigations, the present government seems to be involved. Things are not going well in Haiti for the investigation, but we do have an idea of who is behind all this.
Can you tell us who? Can you tell us who is behind it all?
No, I won't ever tell. The investigation is ongoing. I think it's up to the investigators to say who it is.
I would like to quote an article from the New York Times. In the end of 2021, they published a lengthy investigation in which they claimed that before your husband was murdered, he was compiling a list of powerful politicians, business people involved in drug trafficking in Haiti, and that he intended to hand it over to the American government. Is this a reliable account? Is this what you also think?
Well, if it's part of the investigation and the investigation has revealed that, it is certainly reliable. But I wouldn't be able to say because he didn't tell me. I was much more in social matters than politics, and there were lots of things we didn't really discuss. So I can't say.
To continue with the New York Times, they say that on that list there are people like Charles de Kiko Saint-Remy, who is said to have been a central figure. He was a relation of Michel Martelly, former president of Haiti, who had dubbed your husband someone his successor. According to the New York Times, your husband started investigating Kiko's networks, had some people arrested. So that leads us to wonder, what role did Michel Martelly play in your husband's murder? Do you have any suspicions?
Well, what would be interesting would be for this list to be made public, because I have never seen it. I have no idea who was on the list and why the list exists. Who was ever on the list, I have no idea.
Do you think Michel Martelly is totally innocent?
The investigation is ongoing. I think the investigators at the end will be able to say. What I really am sure of is that truth will come out. It's that at the end of the day, we'll find out who did what.
So do you think that the truth will emerge in Haiti, or do you think it will emerge in the United States? There are investigations ongoing. In fact, a few days ago on June the 2nd, Rodolphe Jarre, a businessman, both Haitian and Chilean, was sentenced to life imprisonment for his role, which was perhaps not a central role. We know that there are 10 more people who are due to appear before courts. Do you think the Americans, therefore, are the ones who will be able to find the truth and perhaps give justice that you're calling for?
I think Mr. Jarre's sentence is the right step in the right direction. But because this is a very complex machinery that killed my husband, I am really wondering whether he alone would have been capable and had the financial means to carry out such an operation. Because, you know, it's a transnational crime. So the United States did something good, as I said, in the right direction. But everywhere where I go, I appeal to the International Criminal Court to do something for Haiti, because otherwise, at home, things do not move. It's not moving. The Haitian government has already sent two requests to the United Nations for the ICC to get involved. Up to now, the two requests have received no answer, and I am continuing with my advocacy for my husband to find justice with the help of the ICC, and I think this is the last recourse.
At your husband's funeral, you said something which marked people's minds. You said, the vultures are still there, looking at us and laughing at us. Who are these vultures you're talking of?
Well, I would like to let the investigators name those vultures. What I'm saying is what I feel. The way my husband was assassinated is not something that you just do overnight. It's not something who said, right, let's do this. It's really an action which was well prepared, which had a whole team behind it. The teams of vultures, those are the lackeys. And when they eat you inside. They destroy you. From the point of view of media first, that's how they started with my husband, and that's how they're going on with me from time to time. You hear them say, Martin Moïse did this or Martin Moïse did that. But I won't give up. I am still fighting for justice for my husband, and I'll carry on so that justice is for me, for the widow, for my children, but even more so for the people, so that the people can at least come to terms with all this.
Now, one of the men who is said to be part of the gang, José Félix Bado, would have, according to a document from a police report, called the prime minister of the country, who had just been appointed by your husband, Ariel Henry, before and after the assassination. Does this mean that Ariel Henry played a role, or at least was made aware of what was going on in your mind?
No, it's not in my mind. This is what the investigation proves. It's the DJCEL company that gave a report, and the prosecutor has the report in his hands, and the police has been working with it. And personally, I filed a complaint with the head of the government in place, and according to the investigation, he is involved.
So he's a de facto prime minister, because the country is in a very challenging humanitarian and political climate. There's no president, no elected parliament. Can Ariel Henry, so he who wants to go for towards general election, can he stay in place or does he have to go?
Well, does he really want to organize elections? When the president appoints you, the president should also give you a minimum of legitimacy, but they killed the president 2 days before, so the head of government has never had any legitimacy. He's just staying in power from one agreement to another. And why are there so many agreements? Because the agreements are never respected. The agreement is not respected, so you move on to another agreement and another and another. And we need need a prime minister with a consensus government who can really address the problem of safety in our country, because I think actually the head of government in place is actually part of the problem. So let's address the problem of safety, and organize a referendum and hold the elections. This is what we want, with another prime minister and a consensus government.
You have spoken about violence. There is a lot of talk about gang violence that appears to be out of control. Commentators and international observers, people involved in Haitian political life, they fear that things much more serious are going to pan out, a civil war even. Is that your fear as well?
Since July 2021, gangs have multiplied at Port-au-Prince and also around the Antibonite River. But I think everything is not lost. If our friends could help us, they could support our police forces and also our army to combat the gangs. People are hoping for this aid. They've been hoping for a long time, over 2 years. So they started to set up their own defense system. They formed an army of machete who go into the communities where the gangs are in order to fight them and kill them. So fear is changing camps. And in the meantime, the people is very afraid because the bandits could come to their homes and kill them.
Are you calling for international intervention as Ariel Henry did, or is it useless if not dangerous?
From 2004 to 2017, we had the intervention that left us very unsatisfied. The soldiers came and raped our women. They raped little boys and girls. And moreover, they left cholera behind them. We don't really want to have that again. So our friends, those who would want to help us, they have to come and reinforce our police forces, support our army to combat the gangs and have a viable solution once and for all for our security problem.
One final question, Martin Moïse. Do you feel ready, 2 years later, to take up where your husband left off and perhaps to even play a political role in the future?
Can we talk about a future now, with the head of government who is dragging his feet? As you know, there's not even an electoral council. Nothing has been started. I am still continuing with my fight for justice for my husband. When the time comes when we have to support something political, well, we will. But for the time being, I can't see it happening. As long as he's there, there won't be any election.
Martin Moïse, thank you very much for answering our questions on France 24 and joining us from Haiti. And thank you to our viewers for watching.